Kum learn that blood gemara with a flam and gimel and aleph. We're up to Tonu Rabbanon. Tonu Rabbanon, about 15 lines from the top. Choi, we had a machlekes regarding koyin. You know, about whether Yisrael can eat from the b'chayin the Mishnah or whether goyim can eat from the b'chayin that has a mul. Tonu what we learned. B'choi ain machilin oitzel anidus. A nida cannot participate in b'choi because she is tamei. Divrei beishamei. Comes along, Basil says, Mefedish, once it has a mum, it has no longer any kedusha, ma'achilin oisel anidus. Even a nida can eat it. My time, but the Beshamai, what's Beshamai swara? See, it says in Pasuk, uvesorim yihilach, that this animal that has a mum should be to you, ma'hosam nidus loy, just like when it comes, it says, kechazei kesheik. We compare it to the breast and the shank bone of a carbon shlam you give to a kohen, just like the carbon, those parts. Nidus like the tummy. Avhocha nidus like. So I told too, when it comes to the choir, with the mum, a nidus cannot take part of it. Well, Beis Hillel says, no, honey, me, tam, only if the animal is unblemished. Avo bal mum, if it's blemished, hatome vahatome etori yachtov. That everybody, it's like tummy and etori can be eaten together. Well, Beishame, honey, me, I agree with you. Heicha, the ain't right in the middle of the. The tumme, because it touched the dead body, then the fetish, you're right, hatame vato yachtov, you can eat from choy. Abel heche, the tumme yaitza olav megufe, but the tumme comes within herself, like a nida, then loy. Then the fetish, you cannot eat from the choy, even though it has a mum. Now, how do I know there's a difference how the tumme came about? The ashkan, we find the polig lachmon, the tumme yaitza olav megufe, the tumme yaitza olav megufe. The difference if tumme comes out from itself or does not. With nan, we find a korn pesach, shebob, a tumme. I made a mistake yesterday, but korban pesach, any korban pesach comes with tumah. If tumah hutra b'tzibur, then everybody, not only kashev, they can eat as well. But depends what kind of tumah we're talking about. A pesach sheba metumah la yoichul men azov cannot eat from it, or mitzarem they cannot eat from it, nor azov nor nida the yodais. So we see there's a difference between the tumah that comes from within himself or comes from outside. Over there's the fish of Pasig, it says in Pasig, Ishish, if they're far away, that they touch the body, and that's all the dinim that we suspend. You know, we have a Pesach Shein and so on and so forth, but we learn Ishish only individual, but if the majority of the people are Tomei, then they could eat. We're talking about it became Tomei through an outside source. So therefore, but if the tumor came from within yourself, even the Hutra, but Sibu, you cannot eat from it. Bashenkin over here, Abul Hoch over here, stomach, see if it's a stam, stomach, any kind of tumor, it's all the same. Loishna makes no difference whatsoever. Okay, so again, we have Machlik B'Sham B'Sil. B'Sham says that even though it already has a mum, still there is a, what do you call it, some Kedusha lingering over there, and a Nida, for example, cannot eat from it. Mashenkin. Mashenkin Hill, Basil says, once it has a mum, even though it has certain we had before in a few weeks ago, a few restrictions, you cannot sell it in the commercial, blah, 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 but everybody can eat from it, like it says in the Mishnah. We're up to Tonu Rabbanon, Ein Magilim B'Yomtiv. So I made a mistake yesterday with Moshe. Tumu Hutra B'Tzibur means that by Korn Pesach, the Taka can eat from it as well. They can eat from it as well, as long as it's Tummy Mace, not a tumor that comes from within. So we're about 20 lines to the bottom. Tonu Rabbanon, we learned. First line is Tonu Rabbanon. Ein margilin b'yamtiv. If you wanted to strip the hide in a way that you can use an entire hide, flatten it out, and cover a table with it, you need to be very careful that you don't just cut snippets. So they would start from the leg and make an incision and cut all the way up to the top. Ein margilin b'yamtiv. You're not allowed to go ahead and cut the skin in such a way that just because you have to be very careful, you want to make sure it's one piece. And also, you flay parts of the meat that go with it when you're flaying this animal. So, therefore, you're now doing yontif because it's a big ticha. We're up to about 15 lines from the bottom log. Today's lamed gimel. Edel log gimel. And kiyet, similarly, ein magilin b'pchay. When it comes to b'chay, neither can you do this magilin as well. So, even though it has a mum, still, I don't want you, and you're allowed to use the parts of the animal, I don't want you to do this oifen of magilin. Because it was Muslim, see why. The loy bipsuli hamagdashin. Nor can you do this by any carbon that had a mum, and you redeemed it by b'chay. You don't redeem. We have part of like sivda, but any carbon, even though you redeemed it, so magdashin, you now do this magilim business. See later why not. Okay, so you might be shlemi yamtiv the kotar tich lechazli. I understand yamtiv why you shouldn't do it because the big tich ele b'chay. Mantana, why can't you do by b'chayr? It had a mum, you're allowed to eat it. Why can't you strip the animal the way it is? Om Rav Chizda says, Beishamay, this author must be Beishamay, as we learned before, that a Talmudic person cannot eat from it, a Yidin cannot eat from it, Goyim cannot eat from it, because he holds it's still a lingering Kedusha. So therefore he holds you're not allowed to be Margal either. Even after Shchit, it still has a certain Kedusha in it, and if you can do it, yeah. It's a Bezoin. When it comes to ordinary kabbanah, so there's a psul, and you redeemed it. That's still you're not allowed to be marg, you're not allowed to cut the hide this way. Mantana, who's the author of that? That's not Beshame, but rather Rabbi Lozer Rab Shimon. And he's very machmir when it comes to Sula Mekdoshin, that there's a lingering Kedusha even afterwards. We learned how of he had two kabbanah chatois he set aside. One there is the primary one, the other one is for an insurance policy. If you lose the first one, you have this one. And what happened was that one of them contracted a mum, and one of them is still unblemished. And what happened was, Tamima Tikrev, so which one should be marked for your karmachat is obviously the unblemished one. And balas mum, what do you do with the one with the mum? Tifta, you redeem it, and with the money you buy, you put it in that in the coffers of the Beis Hamikdash. What about it by mistake? Nishchata balmum, you shechted balmum after you redeemed it. What do you do with the balmum? You redeem it, so you shechted it because you're allowed to have it, but you didn't yet bring your karmel chatas. So im ad shaloi nizrik domo shel tamima kolzman, you didn't bring your karmel chatas, you didn't sprinkle the blood, and you shechted the other animal mutedas is muta, you're allowed to eat it, even though then afterwards you sprayed the blood before you actually ate it. Because once you shecht it and you're allowed to eat it, once it's a chalois of heta, you're allowed to eat it. There's no more kedusha. No, you remove the kedusha from the balas mum. But imishin is a dama shel tmima. But once, if you sprayed the blood of the whole one, and then you go ahead and you shecht the one with the mum, you can't do that. You know why? Because we have a thing called chatos shemesa bala. Remember, you set aside a chatchil two chatos. Once the chatos shemesa, chatos and eschaper bala, then the other chatos is no longer is from the five chatos that we say chatos hamesa. They all have to die. So since the bala boss was neschaper with the other one, with the tamim, before you shechted this one here, you have no right to shecht it. You have to let it die. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon says, I feel you've not vited. I feel the boss of big data. Even if you want, you shechted it before you own this chaper. And you did everything. And the flesh is already sitting in the pot, cooking away. And then Venizik Domo Shatmima Asura remains also. Why? Because he holds even after Shechita, it's still Kodesh. So if you're a Bailim with this chaper, the other carbon, what do you do with it? It's still considered chatus hamesis, even though you nifted and you were shechted when you allowed to, blah, blah, all that kind of stuff. So therefore he holds like Rabbi Shiva, Rabbi Chizda, look Mekul B'Shamay, why? If B'Shamay holds by carbon B'Chayr, the Kedusha lingers, so why did you say the same thing by every carbon? Why are you making a distinction between B'Chayr and the other one? You say, this is B'Shamay, this is Rabbi Lozer B'Shimon. As if, and Rabbi Lozer B'Shimon doesn't hold by B'Chayr either, as if they make a distinction each one. Why? So he must like this. You know when B'Shamay holds the Kedusha lingers, even after it has a mum, Ela B'Chayr, why did you say Merechem? You didn't impose the Kedusha on it, it came in a Shamayim, therefore has a strict Chumra, therefore even after the mum, the Kedusha still lingers on. The end Kedusha Samarechim didn't come from you made it and then you redeemed it. You redeemed it, so you took away the Kedusha you put on. Maybe therefore according to B'Shamay, maybe no longer Kedusha there, he'd be made. The Lukmanu say Bazay, let's establish that Kula Kirab Lozab Shimon. Let's say it's all our Lozab Shimon. Who holds by other Kabbanas, the Kedusha lingers, maybe B'Chayr as well. No. Dilma Atkan Lekomar Ablozab Shimon Hosom over there, El Psuli HaMakdoshin. Maybe only by Psuli HaMakdoshin does he say that it remains, the Kedusha lingers on. Da Lima Lemitras Pidyoinai, because it is so strong that you can actually redeem it. Which means, we learned before that in order to redeem something, the Kedusha has to be transferable. And the Kedusha, if it's too weak, the Kedusha, it's non-transferable. Dafka, for Kertoswara, Dafka, when the Kedusha is strong enough, that there's a mamash, is there something tangible that you can actually transfer. So Ava B'choy but a B'choy which is not strong enough, you cannot be paid a B'choy, therefore over there he maybe holds the Kedusha. So no, it's weak. If it's weak, Maybe he holds the Kedusha disappears. When does he hold the Kedusha lingers on even after you move and have you shecht and everything else is only by a order of Kabbalah because there's so much Kedusha there. But Raya is transferable. So therefore, if so much Kedusha there, the Kedusha always lingers on afterwards, and even after you shecht it and you put it in your pot, if you then, it's still considered Kaddish, and if you then go ahead and shecht the real one, then this comes Chatos HaMeisus. Mashen came by a B'chor, the Kedusha is so weak, it's not transferable. If the Kedusha is so weak, once you have a mum, the Kedusha is gone, disappears. So we cannot make a link between these two kind of kabbanis. Unless he doesn't hold a kol psulei. What do you mean? You tell me the Kedusha still lingers on by once we redeem it, you're allowed to sell it commercially. You know, it's clearly there's no Kedusha anymore. B'chay, there's Kedusha, you're not allowed to sell commercially and all those things we had before. Unless doesn't he hold kol psulei medoshin in kardim italies, you can sell them in a butcher place, in a shkol and melita, you can weigh them in normal commercial scales. Alma, what do we see? And the svar is kivan the ikar of ochel leheg the shodile. The reason why taka why we're so matter over there is because it has more. It makes a profit because the animal has more value. You can the buyer will make more money out of it. If the buyer will make more money out of it, the hegdish benefits. So luchedo and Rosh Hashanah agree that's what. Here's different. Here, what are you trying to do? You're trying to skin the animal. And if you want to skin the animal, you're saying, going back to our case of Meraglin, by skinning the animal, you want to be able to sell the animal, the skin will be worth more money, because you can have instead of pieces of skin, you can have a whole skin, a flat big piece of skin, you can use a tablecloth. But whatever this money you'll get from the skin, you're going to lose because a lot of piece of meat. When you do it that way, you lose a lot of meat as well, because as you cut the skin, meat sticks to the thing. So whatever you gain here, you lose there. Hekdish has no benefit from it whatsoever. And therefore, by Pchay, you're allowed to. Rabbi Lozer Bashim would hold by Pchay, you're allowed to be Magum. Marov, Mashmed Ravinom, they give another reason altogether. Really, everyone holds you're not allowed to be margil, but why? Because they hold it's a bizoin. It looks like you're doing a commercial activity to catch him, it's a bizoin. And because the problem is bizoin, nothing to do with the Kedusha lingering on. If you sell the psulim mekdashin for the skin to turn it into a tablecloth or to use it for bellows, whatever it is, it doesn't look right for the because we know originally it was kachim. The bishop of him zeda. No, we are worried if we're going to allow you to sell the skin. Everyone holds you now to be magal. Why? Because if you're allowed to. So then what's going to happen is this guy is going to hold on to the animal until he finds a buyer for the skin of the mushel, and meanwhile he'll grow a bunch of flock from kabbanis, and we don't want kabbanis thinking, you know, mikdash hanging around, you know, because now do gizi, now do aveda, a bit about mikzedus, and you got to man adorim adorim. You're going to hold them off until you grow a bunch of flock, and from psulim mikdash, and the problem is psulim mikdash, you're not allowed to share the wool, you're not allowed to work with it, and you're tempting the guy to keep it there, and you're putting a mikshel in front of him. Next mishnah, b'choy. Remember, we learned before you're not allowed to inflict any defects on a b'choy. A b'choy sh'ach z'dom had a seizure of blood. That itself is already a mum. But how do you? And we have this all over Shas. How come we don't have this kind of a thing today? Ach z'dom. So the only way to save it is to do hakaz z'dom, which means to extract some blood so that it allows the blood circulation. And it's a very common and very prevalent in those days. We had all kinds of dinim about eating and fasting and all that thing. And a person is weak for a few days after hakaz z'dom. They used to have suction cups and all that. But
now you use either beta blockers or you use vasodilators. You drop the blood pressure instead. In those days with high blood pressure, they used to.
Yeah, but high blood pressure, you don't know you have high blood pressure. This is not really high blood pressure, it's something else. It's like a seizure of blood or blood clot. It's not high blood pressure.
Often that happens when you have high blood pressure, if you have a weak point in the vein or the artery, it'll burst there and you'll get like a pooling of blood or something like that.
Okay.
So you can avoid that by hakaz z'dom.
I feel a mess. So even if the animal is going to die, if you don't extract the blood, ain't my keys and loy dam. It's forbidden to create a mum in an animal, and therefore I don't care if it dies. Too bad. David Abiyuda.
You asked the question. You're saying ishtanu eating.
Yeah. The chachamayim say yakis no. In that case, if the animal is going to die, you're mefesh allowed to inflict another mum. Remember, this is like a second mum. Ubevad shele yaseh boy mum. Try to avoid when you make the incision here to take that blood. Try to avoid a mum. In other words, it'll grow back. Don't do like a cut in the lip or something in the eye, which cannot grow back. V'yimaseh boy mum. But if you did, you did. And if you did, you did. And hareze lo yishchalav. Don't rely on that. Oh, there's a mum, now I can shecht on it. Because then you'll be tempted to make a mum lechatchila. Use this as a pretext. Yeah, And the reason is, the Chachamim say, Rabbi Yehuda says the reason why we don't allow you is because the person is so nervous, if we allow him, he's going to make mistakes and make a mum. The Chachamim say, pum faket, using the same logic. If we're not going to allow him, he's about to lose a cow, he's not going to listen to us and he'll talk and make a mum. So if we give him an allowance and say, look, there's a way of doing it without in any way making a mum, better let him do it. So it's an interesting machlek is in the psyche of a person. Comes along Reb Shimon and he says, not only Yakis, Afa Bishoisimum. Why? It's a Dovah Shem Miskavim, as long as it's not a Psigresha, you're allowed to do that. And we'll see in the Gemara, the Braisa adds another step, that he's allowed even Shecht relying on that Mum. We're not worried that he's going to use it as a pretext. Says, what do I? Look at Gemara, tell him what we learned. Bechoy Shaog Zudom, we have a Braisa that learns a little bit, adds a bit more, a Bechoy that had a seizure, Makiz and Lay, so then he let extra blood. Bemokim Shein Oisim Mum, only the place where it doesn't render it Mum. But the Ein Makiz and Lay Sadam, but you're not allowed to be Makiz Dam. Bemokim Shein Mum. No, we allow you, but only where there's no Mum. If you could cause a mum, we don't allow you. This is like the Chachamim in Amishtah. Divra Mer. The Chachamim say like, that even in a place where you make a mum, the Chachamim say you can do it even in a place where you make a mum. In other words, the Chachamim are like Rav Shimon in Amishtah. Or like half Rav Shimon, half Chachamim. But Bavad, don't rely on this mum. But they allow you to make a mum in the first place. As long as the animal doesn't die. And Reb Shimon says, goes a step further than Reb Shimon on Mishnah, not only are you allowed to make a mum, you can even rely on this mum to go ahead and shecht. Rabbi Yehuda, this is like Reb Shimon on Mishnah, I feel base, ain't my keys in the letter. Under no circumstance can you go ahead and be makis the blood. Masnele Rabbi Lozal Bre, Rabbi Lozal taught his son, Va'amdi, others, Rabbi Chia taught Lebre his son. Ke machlekes kind of very similar to this machlekes over here about the allowances we make. Kach machlekes be chavish otruma. Very similar to we have in the case of a barrel of truma. What's the case there? Now we learn chavish otruma is a barrel of truma, shenele basafik truma, that you're not sure if it became tummy, it didn't become tummy. So what do we do? Rabbi Lezer says, "Im hoisa b'mokam hatorfa." If it was in an exposed way, and it wasn't watched, and maybe it'll become tummy. Yani chena b'mokam hatmutzna. Take it now and protect it, conceal it. Im hoisa megulev who had it was uncovered, yichasena covered. That was the suffix. Let's be machbe. Rabbi Shua says, "Im hoisa munachat b'mokam hamutzna." Rabbi Shua says, "Look, what can you do with this right now? Nothing. You cannot eat from it because maybe it became tummy. You cannot pour it out and have some hanok because maybe it did not become tummy. You're not allowed to pour out then do ziluf with truma if it's proper truma. Only truma tmei you're allowed to do that. What do you do? You're stuck. So what do you do?" So the best thing to do is let it become tummy. Is im hoisa munachat b'mokam hamutzna was in a concealed place and echad ma'atur put it in a revealed place. And im hoisa muchan mechusef was a cover. You can learn to reveal it. And Rabbi Gamliel, says lo yichadish b'davar. Do leave things status quo. Do nothing. And so it seems like this. Rabbi Meir who says over here that you're not allowed to what do you call it? Sorry. So Divir Rameyeh, the words of Rameyeh, Rameyeh says that you're not allowed to buy a mum. Rameyeh says in our case, because it's down. You're not allowed to go ahead and make a mum. But he says, you can only fix it if you don't make a mum. What did Meir say in the case of Chazadam? You can go ahead and extract the blood, but provided you don't make any mum whatsoever. That's the only way you can do it. So therefore, hold like Rabbi Lezer, that hold, you're not allowed to add more tumah. Rabbi Lezer over here says that you just leave it out there, you don't do anything, and if it comes tummy on its own, it becomes tummy on its own. But you're not allowed to be the one. In other words, you can make an incision, but don't make it a mum. Here also, don't make it tummy by, you know, proactively. If it comes, it comes. Rabbanon who say that you're allowed to put a mum in the animal before it dies in order to save the animal in order to be able to eat, hold like Rabbi Yeshua that says go ahead and try to make a tummy, put it in a revealed place, an exposed place in order that it should become tummy so you can use it. And Rabbi Yehuda who says don't do anything, I don't care if it dies, will hold like Rabbi Gamliel says don't do anything, leave it as. What are you comparing one with another? We'll go through each one. Then my, how do you know? Dilma, I can't look on what I made, Hussam, that you're allowed to make it and, you know, extract the blood. But without making a mum, the car would be a dime. He's macht me, now I'll make a mum because you're doing it with your hands. I will hocha the grammar. Over here, all you're doing is, even Abishua, all you're doing is leaving it exposed. Did you bring the tumor to the thing? No. Maybe Abishua's feeling, maybe Rabbi will agree to Abishua, if all you're doing is leaving it exposed, maybe he's major. In the case of the Hakazah dam, you're the one who's making the mum. Of course he said you're not allowed to. What? How can you make that link? And Fakir, but I can't look on what I've house. Maybe over here he holds a lot of causes. Elishema Yovi Eliyovi Tanan. There's a good possibility to be Torah. So how can you go ahead and you know go against it? I will hawk the case of the Hakazadam. The Shavigle Mice may over here if you do nothing it'll die. Maybe he'll agree with a bun. Go ahead and cut the mum mum. Get a bonus really. How do you know what it holds? And the next one. We had it before. We had it before as well. Remember, we had before. Yo will come and tell us whether it came tummy or not. But an animal. It's an expression also. No, it could very well be. It's totally toyed. That's the word. I can look at the bun hoch over here, the bun say over here, the shavik lay my, the bun say, go ahead and do make a moon, because if you don't do anything, it'll die. If they say, I will hoss him, shem you over there, maybe over there, since it's quite possible, start, who's in the bun hold you allowed to go ahead and make a tummy? Get up a lezer, that don't, you know, don't cover it. But I can look at the bun hoch over here, Rabbi Huda says, and by how causes dam. That you know, I'll touch it, let it die, the cover you die, you're doing it proactively. I will hoss him, the grumma over there, all you're doing is leaving it exposed. Maybe you might be sure, it doesn't matter. I can't come around with Hassan. I'm over there. Said by Truma, the Shema Yovel, don't do anything because maybe it's takatoy. Doesn't mean so much that Yovel come. Means it's an expression. I'm just takatoy. I will hawk over here. The Shavikle over here. The animal will definitely die. Mayis, maybe Kerabonis really. But oi, number one, number two. After all this, hacha bekroy pligi, v'hacha bekroy pligi. In fact, they're all arguing in Pesukim. Everyone agrees. But mechametz, acha mechametz. You're not allowed to make a carb mincha into chametz if you did chametz, and then you do chametz a second time. Both of them are over. She chayv ksiv. The pasuk leisayif chametz. The sasa says twice. Two Pesukim. One pasuk says that you shouldn't bake any chametz. Then leisayif chametz. And another pasuk it says that you're not allowed to make any chametz. Leisasa chametz. Why do you have two pasuk to tell you that even if one guy baked it and another guy went ahead and did something else, another activity with it is also awesome. Or one guy kneaded it, and one guy baked it. The Mesadis, Acha Mesadis. We also not allowed to decastrate an animal. If one guy castrated part of the animal, another guy castrated further, or by a person as well, you're not allowed to castrate. Shuchayit. See, if it's a pasuk, four stages. Moch, the cost of a nos of a kodis. By an animal. You're not allowed to bring up. Now, imal kaidis chayiv, if you cut out the testicles but still hanging there, you chayiv. I'll noise the koshke, and if you cut the whole thing off, of course you chayiv. If you go another step, every step of the way, the animal's already mum because it already had a blood clot. And now you want to create a second mum. Is there an ease of creating a second mum? That's the machlekes. It's nothing to do with anything we just discussed. It says in Pasik that you're not allowed to. It says in Pasik, kol mum lo yiboy. What's kol mum? Any mum? He's going to tell you that even already has kol mum lo yiboy. Rabban and Savri. The mayor holds that if it already kol mum means that even already has a mum, don't make a kol mum, don't make another mum. Even already has a mum, don't make a second mum. That's what the mayor holds. That's what holds you. I'll make a mum in it. And the rabbon holds you allowed to make a mum if it has a hovri. They hold tamim yilrotzim. When do you say I'll make a mum if it's tamim? But it's not tamim. It already has a mum. What does it do with the pasuk? What does the pasuk do with the pasuk? It says, "Tamim yiboy." It has to be tamim. What does he do with the pasuk? The boy lemute balmum mikore. If an animal had a mum from the outside before you made it holy, then you're allowed to make mum. So the mother balmum mikore. Pshita dikle balmum. It's a stick palm tree. In other words, has no kedusha in it. Elamute psuli hamakdashin lacha pidyanin. A carbon that had a mum and then you redeemed it. I would have thought that since it still has some lingering kedusha, you're not allowed to share the wool, you're not allowed to work with it, even though it has a mum. It's been mum in amilitzi, so perhaps also you're not allowed to inflict any mumin on it. Kamashalon, no. If it's not a tamim, no, but it's a psalim with a mum, you go ahead and inflict mumin. But Rabban and Amyok, but it says kol mum. What do they do with kol mum? Kol mum sounds like even a second mum you're not allowed to inflict. The gramudasi. That's coming to tell you that you're not allowed to cause a mum. The Tanya, what do you mean I'll cause a mum? Kol mum means any way you now make a mum. It's the first mum. You learn mum la yiboy, ainly ela shalitim by mum. You shouldn't manually put a mum. Minayin shalay yavi dveilu. You shouldn't put a piece of a dough, ubotzeg, a dveilu, sorry, dried fig or a toe. Vinechen aloizen, what you know what you do? You're very clever. You'll put a piece of dough on the tip of the ear of the donkey, let's say, and then you'll have your dog running after it and biting it to eat it, and then it'll bite a part of the ear. Oi, the donkey is nebuch has a baal mum. I didn't do it, the dog did it. Kedesh yavi kelav yachlen. I know you're not allowed to cause it to happen, Tom. Let me call mum. It is kol mum. Tells you what? That any mum, even though that you didn't directly, even but your gaita was enough. Echad mum, echad kol mum. And so that's the machlekes over there. And hoch over here by truma also be kray pli. The agni psukim. Damar rav yinamar shmu. V'chein amar shlok. V'chein amar nachem ravu baravu. Says the pasuk. Vani he nein osati l'cho. I gave you as mishmeres trumoisai. I gave you my truma to guard for me. I want you to guard my truma for me. It says trumoisai, my truma. But you could read it through Masi in singular or through my soy. We read it through my soy. So Rabbi Lazar saw a mistake through because of a dabe in plural. Achas truma toyer, achas truma tluya. Whether it's toyer or whether it's a suffix truma, you have to be careful. You have to. You can't just go ahead and leave it exposed. You have to cover it. Omer Achmana, obele shimur. Now what? It's a shmeres through my soy. You have to guard my truma. And but Rabbi Shua through Masi ksi. Notice Rabbi Lazar says you go after the mikro how we read it, and Rabbi Shua says you look at the Mercedes. Now what it says, the fact is truma seen single, the only truma that you have to guard is 100% tardiga truma, not subject truma tluya. So you remember the Rabbi Lezer of Yeshen Mikra, you would have held Yeshen Mikra, Vraminu. Vraminu, we're almost finished. Vraminu, it says in Pasig that when it comes to your daughter who is a maid, it says in Pasig, and the Ramino, it says about the big bomb. If let's say the master didn't want to marry her, so they would say you're not allowed to sell it to another. Actually, we'll stop over. We'll do this tomorrow.